Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Joins me. Bill is a private pilot. We tried to get Art Griego on the line. Art is a good friend of ours as well. About the aircraft that was spotted over the White House today. And, Bill, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it on such late notice.
Oh, well, Phil, it's always a great pleasure to be on your program, and I hope I can clear some things up for you.
Well, the question that we have right away is, do you know who was flying that plane?
No, we don't know who was flying it. We do understand that it might have been a pilot who was getting lessons. He might have been a student pilot. I had some information earlier this afternoon, but I'm still trying to have it collated, that there might have been a celebrity of some kind on board that aircraft. We heard the name Tim Robbins, who is the film actor.
Okay.
And I have not yet had that verified. But be that as it may, it was a touch-and-go situation for all concerned. Unfortunately, we got out of it without anyone getting hurt, and I know that there was a panic.
Well, there was a panic because the airspace over the White House is restricted.
Indeed it is, Phil. Pursuant to the Homeland Security Act, the airspace over the White House, there are a great many areas over Washington, D.C. that are restricted to aircraft. That is commercial as well as private aircraft. Our concern, and this is coming from someone who is a veteran pilot myself, I flew in the United States Air Force, is that a great many of our member pilots are celebrities, and many of them are Hollywood film stars and television stars and the like. If we were to have an incident in which one of these individuals was targeted by a patrol aircraft of some kind, and we had a tragedy today in which that aircraft might have been shot out of the sky, and if indeed Mr. Robbins was on board that plane, or the other name I heard mentioned was John Travolta.
Now, John Travolta is a pilot himself, isn't he?
Indeed he is. John Travolta, Phil, has owned aircraft since the late 1970s. He's a very proficient pilot. And I certainly am remembering the tragedies relative to the deaths of John Denver and individuals like this. We don't want that to happen. And I'm asking the White House and the people in the Homeland Security Department to please consider that when an aircraft is flying over the White House, and it might have a celebrity on board, it might have a film star or an individual who is important to the American people on that level, you could have a tragedy on your hands.
Well, but all right, I understand what you're saying.
Please don't get me wrong. I'm not here to say that that movie stars should be allowed to fly over the White House, but by the same token, I think there needs to be a loosening of the strictures a little bit.
Well, this is based upon the information you had that Tim Robbins, the film actor, might have been on board that plane, or John Travolta, somebody like that. But what I'm saying is, it's an aircraft that violated airspace over the White House, clearly in violation of the FAA laws that were put into effect post 9/11. And if that individual did not respond, those National Guard or Air Force jets would have to shoot it out of the sky, right?
Well, I hope not, Phil. I don't think that it's necessary. I think if the pilot is an individual who has perhaps not a great deal of name value or recognition, I think it's probably prudent to unfortunately take an action like that and destroy the aircraft. But I had the word this afternoon as early as 1 o'clock that the film actor Tim Robbins and the woman that right now, I guess he lives with her, is Susan Sarandon. You know, you're familiar with her.
Yes.
May have been on that aircraft, and if the Air Force had taken steps to neutralize that craft, you would have just killed Tim Robbins and Susan Sarandon, is what you would have just done. And these are people who have given so much to us on film, on the screen. They have given so much of their lives, and to brutally blow them out of the sky because they're trying to go from one point of the country to another. And
well, why can't they avoid the White House airspace?
It's not whether they can avoid or not avoid. Why do they have to avoid it?
Well, because it's restricted.
It is restricted for you and I, Phil, and as well it should be. But a gentleman like Tim Robbins, a gentleman like John Travolta, and there's a great many film stars who do fly. I have a list here of down through the years. My goodness, It's quite impressive. Johnny Carson is a pilot. Dirk Benedict is a pilot. Who I understand, Mr. Benedict is a big fan of your radio broadcast.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I spoke with Ann Lockhart the other day, and she said, "Oh, Dirk is a tremendous fan. If you want to murder him."
Well, let's not call it murder. I mean, I'm
trying to tell you that George Bush and his politics aside, someone flying in a private airplane, and you say, "All right, let's scramble a National Guard jet and blow it clean out of the sky until it's nothing more than dust and smoke," and you've just murdered Susan Sarandon or Dirk Benedict. If you shoot down an American, let me say this, Phil.
Yeah, but
let me just say this: if you shoot down an American icon, well, there could be trouble. The best thing to do is let them fly over the White House. Yeah, sure, they're going to crash their plane into the White House. That kills me. A private plane isn't going to make more than a dent in the White House.
All right.
I can hear in the pausing in your voice.
Well, I feel that the laws apply to everybody, that's all. 1-800-449-8686.
Yes, but now you're thinking, when you found out that Dirk Benedict's a fan of your show, now you're thinking about it, huh?
No, man. I wouldn't want to see anybody hurt or killed, whether they love my show or not. You are saying, though, that celebrities who do a great deal of flying should be exempt from this law, given the fact that they have sort of contributed a great deal to this country.
Celebrity film actors and television actors, in much the same way that veterans have given their lives for this country, the film actor, the TV actor, the television actor has given a great deal in making Americans feel good about themselves.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm speaking here with Bill Duncey, Mr. Duncey, a private pilot, talking on behalf of private pilots and the incident over the White House today, where a private plane spotted by security radar and patrolling aircraft had to be warned away from the White House airspace. They had to evacuate areas of the White House. They had to pretty much scramble the security apparatus around the White House to secure the situation. What about the cost in terms of the man hours? You know, people always get back to the money, Bill.
Well, I think that's there you have it right there. Yeah. It's always about money, isn't it?
Yeah, but it is it's an expenditure for us to alert our security people to make sure the president is safe. In this case, the president wasn't there, but the first lady was, along with the former first lady Nancy Reagan. The vice president had to be taken away. There was a great deal of panic, and it all could have been just easily dealt with. Had there, in fact, not dealt with at all, had there been no aircraft flying over the White House.
Well, Phil, and I would maintain that it could have been dealt with if they hadn't allowed for that private plane to find out, first of all, who's flying the aircraft. Have the pilot identify himself. Anyone operating from any control tower that is in radio receipt of that aircraft could then ask the pilot what his name is or her name. The individual could respond. They could easily have a directory, some kind of a book that is a who's who of different celebrities in this country. They could look up the name if it's in the book. They could tell them, "All right, sir, you're clear to fly." Or
all right, well, wait a minute. If the guy flies over the White House and you say, "I'm hailing the aircraft," however they do it, how do they do that?
The control tower hails through a frequency and on the vector reading on the radar, and they hail the aircraft as to its identifying flight plan or number. And then you ask, then you could ask, who am I speaking with? And ascertain at that time whether it is a film actor, a television actor, or so forth.
So the guy's going to say, "Well, this is John Travolta."
Well, I say, "You're John Travolta, sir. You do have clearance?"
Over the White House.
Why, certainly, I think so. And your concern, I know, is the security. Can you imagine John Travolta flying his aircraft into the White House as a way of a terrorist? It's not going to happen. It just simply is not going to happen.
And well, can I remind you, this is a stupid thing, but it was an actor that shot President Lincoln.
It was who?
It was an actor that shot President Lincoln.
Long time ago, Phil. Long time. Way different world. Way different. Actors back then did not have the notoriety or the fame. Actors back then were frustrated and angry because they were not being paid well, and they were sleeping in whorehouses, and they had venereal disease and this sort of thing. Today, actors who they may contract venereal disease, they can get treatment for it very quickly, and certainly they're paid well enough whereby they can get private treatment for their gonorrhea in their own homes. Right? And I'm not trying to say anything.
All right. Well, we're getting way off the point.
But the point is, it isn't going to happen, and I want the American people to feel that. As the kids say, do you feel me? Huh? Or I said to a kid the other day, do you want to feel me, like, right here? And I was joking, and my wife said, that's not the kind of thing you joke about these days because of the problems that we've had with violence against children.
I understand that. All right, 1-800-449-8686, number here on the Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with Bill Duncey. He's a private pilot speaking to us about the private plane spotted over the White House today. That did put the White House as well as other areas of government on a high alert security status. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, all the way to the FBI. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I'm on with Bill Duncey. Bill is a private pilot. We're talking about today's episode incident, if you will, of the White House, where a private plane was spotted on White House radar, Secret Service radar. We quickly evacuated the First Lady and Mrs. Reagan, who was visiting. We also got the Vice President secured. The President himself was not at the White House at the time. And it turned out to be a false alarm, but it is illegal to fly these planes in White House airspace. On the line with me is Bill Duncey. He's a private pilot. On your side of the, and we're going to get to some phone calls here, our number 1-800-449-8686, but just a question for you, Bill.
Certainly, Phil.
On your side of the ledger is the fact that there was no injury and that it was a false alarm.
It was indeed a false alarm, Phil, and that's something I credit the Secret Service with their very prompt action, and I credit the United States Air Force and any associated air branch of our military for responding, including the National Guard. But I think it needs to be pointed out, Phil, that it could very well have been a tragedy. If they had scrambled those jets, if they had decided to neutralize this invading craft, we could have had a tragedy if indeed what I was told earlier this afternoon was true, that Tim Robbins, the actor and film star of a great many films, was on board that airplane. You would have had, and you have to understand that if you shoot an aircraft out of the sky at that altitude, utilizing the weaponry that we have, you wouldn't have a body to bury. The DNA evidence itself would take months in compiling.
To see if Tim Robbins was on board, is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, without question. Do you realize that in Vietnam, in order to say that we had a KIA, there has to be a witness to the death of the individual. Now, an aircraft traveling at supersonic speed being hit by a surface-to-air missile and disintegrating in the air, you're not going to find too much of that pilot. And so, while you have the witnesses to the KIA, you don't have the evidence. And that's why so many of our MIAs, because you saw the man blown out of the sky at a supersonic speed with a surface-to-air missile, but you can't find, you couldn't find enough of him to stick in a thimble. And so, therefore, they are officially MIA.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Gordon. Gordon, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Gordon?
Yes. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
I wanted to comment on the gentleman that had called in, the pilot.
This is Bill Duncey. This is Bill Duncey. How are you, sir?
Bill, how are you?
Very well.
Good. I wanted to comment. You know, I have some pilot friends. And, you know, today's society, with everything that has happened with the terrorists, you know, the law is the law. I don't care if you're an actor, an experienced pilot. That is the law.
Yes,
you're not supposed to go over that airspace. And you know what? That's the way it's got to be. And you know what? There won't be a tragedy, ever be a tragedy, if the pilots, experienced pilots, actors, whoever they are, follow that law. I give President Bush a lot of credit for putting that law into order.
If you, and first of all, Phil, the gentleman's name is Gordon?
Yes, it is.
Gordon, thank you very much for that comment. I want to just say I agree with you 1,000,000%. I think our president and our government, the seat of government, needs to be protected. But you can well imagine if a National Guard or a Navy jet or a Marine jet or an Air Force, Army Air Force jet is scrambled and takes out a civilian aircraft containing a Susan Sarandon or Elvis Presley or whoever, you've got hell to pay.
Well, yeah, but they shouldn't even be there. That's the whole basis of my point.
All right. Well,
they shouldn't even be flying in that zone, and then you know what? There won't be a tragedy.
That's
follow the rules, follow the laws, yes. And there won't be a problem.
Well, my question for you, Gordon, would be why shouldn't they be there? Why can't Susan Sarandon be there?
Because that's the law.
The law says that...
You know, there's laws that are out there to protect the American people.
That is correct.
Let them credit. You know what? I have a lot of respect for Clark Gable, the late Johnny Carson, all of our actors and actresses. But they have to follow the rules just like we do. We are all human beings.
Yeah, well, I agree with Gordon. I'm sorry, Gordon, go ahead. I agree with you.
Follow the rules.
Yeah, I agree with Gordon.
And the laws.
Why is it different?
Phil, I agree with Gordon as well. I don't want either one of you gentlemen to perceive that I'm in conflict with you. I'm trying to avoid civil unrest or any disturbance that might result in the purposeful disintegration of a beloved individual like a John Travolta. You could have civil unrest.
I agree, but you won't have civil unrest if they follow the laws, and that law is not to fly in the
let's say,
going around the White House.
Well, you know how these actors are. They use drugs, and I'm the first one to condemn the use of drugs. But suppose you've got a hopped-up Sean Penn flying around over the White House. Now you shoot him down. Now you've murdered Sean Penn, even though he might have been high on God knows what.
Well, then you know what? Then that's his problem.
Well, he doesn't have any more.
I would assume that they, since they are actors, that they would have enough responsibility not to put their own life in jeopardy along with others if they're on drugs.
Well, you say it's his problem. He doesn't have any problems anymore after a National Guard jet slams a sidewinder into him.
But again, he shouldn't be piloting
a plane
with drugs. Right. I'm assuming. Talked earlier about having responsibilities. You know, these actors now, they're revered by a lot of people. I really don't think that would be a smart thing. And I don't think that. I think there's enough responsibility there.
Thank you, Gordon.
Actors today.
Well, it could have been Tim Robbins who died today.
All right, Gordon. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Do you have information that Tim Robbins was in that craft, yes or no?
The word I'm getting, Phil, some people believe that Tim Robbins might have been the student pilot, yes, sir. And I'm saying, let's calm down. Let's just not want to shoot Tim Robbins out of the sky because his politics happen to disagree with President Bush. And I think that's really at the heart of this.
No, at the heart of it is the law.
Well, yes, but when someone says, I understand Tim Robbins is in that plane, it may prompt the individual on the ground to give a little more impetus to the idea of blowing it out of the sky.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Steve. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Steve,
yes,
hey, the first-time caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you fine.
Okay, hey. Airline pilot, flew in the military, flew in Vietnam, flew in Desert Storm, retired now.
God bless you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Listen. What you are saying is completely incredulous. The fact that it would be Tim Robbins or Susan Sarandon has no bearing on that fact. As we mentioned before, if Tower asks who is in the plane and he says John Travolta, all right?
Yes, sir.
Let's say somebody knocks on your house at night and you say, who's out there? And he says, I'm John Travolta. That may not be John Travolta. That may be a terrorist.
Very good point.
Very good point.
Yeah.
With a hell of a lot of explosives in that plane.
I agree with you.
If you let a plane go into an area, such as the White House,
What about voice printing? We can establish voice printing
at
the control level.
At that time, you have to make a split-second decision. If you have an aircraft going toward a nuclear facility, a White House, a point of national interest.
Yes, sir.
You have to have a split-second decision on that thing.
May I say to you, sir, I think you're making a very good point, but right now we are amassing a critical database. We've got B. Arthur's voice. We have a number of voices where we could voice print If B. Arthur is in that aircraft and a Navy jet slams a Sidewinder into the side of an aircraft that B. Arthur is piloting,
yes,
you've got civil unrest among...
Yeah, okay, sir. Let me say right. if
hold
I'm
on,
a
hold
terrorist.
On for a minute, Steve. Steve, hold on for a minute. I'm going to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back with Bill Duncey on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're back with Bill Duncey. He's a private pilot. We're talking about the episode today over the White House with private pilot. Well, he believes, Mr. Duncey believes, there could have been a real tragedy had the... He had information, you had information that Tim Robbins might have been, the film actor Tim Robbins might have been aboard that aircraft.
That was the initial assessment, Phil. I don't know whether that was ever verified. Some people told me he might have been. Some people said that maybe he wasn't. I don't know.
All right, but to recap, you're saying that to avoid the tragedy of shooting down a plane piloted by a beloved film actor, as you put it, we could have voice printing so that you could hear whether or not you could have the person up there flying around. I mean, I'm not sure.
Phil, give you an example. I mentioned an aviation enthusiast is the wonderful actress B. Arthur, and Tom Bosley also flies a small clipper. You could voice print Tom Bosley or B. Arthur, and you could say, aircraft, identify yourself using the call signs and associated FAA regulation, and the individual replies, I say again, this is B. Arthur, I say again, B. Arthur. And then you say, by your leave, which is the vectoring.
By your leave?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, that's the nautical term that you use. It's
all right. I, which means you may proceed to fly over the White House.
Well, yes. You're not saying. Well, Ms. Arthur, go ahead and fly over the White House. You're simply saying you are clear in this airspace.
All right. 1-800-449.
Phil, to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Hoot Gibson. I don't know. Are you familiar with Hoot Gibson?
No, sir. I'm not.
He was a flyer, and you could say during World War II, you had an awful lot of actors flying around over there. And is this Hoot Gibson? Yes, it is. All right. You know, and I'm sure there's a little bit of relief, too, in the control tower that it's B. Arthur or Hoot Gibson or whoever. But you certainly don't want it to be a terrorist. And I'll tell you right now, I would love to meet the individual who believes that Betty White could blow the White House off the map. I'm glad I finished that sentence because you can get some misunderstanding going there. If I just finished it, it'd blow the White House.
Well, I understand. Yeah, there's some jokes there.
There are a lot of culinary jokes there, yes, sir.
All right, let's go to another phone call here. I know that we're having some fun here, but it's a serious subject.
It is a serious subject, Phil, but I want people not to go into a panic either.
All right, let me go over to Steve on the line here. Steve, you're on The Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, okay, again, and I understand he doesn't want to blow actors or actresses out of the sky, but there are probably some bad ones out there that we could do away with, okay?
Well, that's pretty funny, but
okay.
I don't think let me ask you this.
Do
you want to murder B. Arthur?
No, listen. I'm going to put you on the spot right now, and I'm going to say you are now head of security for the White House, okay?
Yes, sir.
There was a plane coming towards you, and we've been watching it, and now you say, identify yourself, all right?
Yes, sir.
The plane is still coming toward you, and now the person in the plane says, I am B. Arthur. Okay, do you let her proceed?
I beg your pardon? No, I'm going to. What I'm saying to you, Steve, because you do make a very good point.
Do you let her proceed?
No, sir, if I cannot verify that that's the individual, no, sir, I do not.
Okay.
But there are ways of verifying through voice printing.
Okay.
Resumes,
right.
8x10s.
Yeah.
There's
a lot
of ways.
Ready for this? Ready for this?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
She says, I am B. Arthur, and it comes out that it is a voice imprint that is B. Arthur, do you let her proceed?
I simply ask her, can you tell me the last 10 shows you did? Who's your agent?
And she rips them off.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Can I jump in, gentlemen?
Certainly.
Wait a minute, but I'm trying to say...
I got to say something, Steve. This is the host. Are you telling me that the FAA, a cat in a flight tower, is asking who her agent is and what her resume is?
Yes.
What is he doing? Is he casting her for a movie?
Yeah.
Phil, it sounds funny to you, but I'm trying to avoid... You know, if Dana Plato...
Dana Plato?
My God. Hey, Phil, let me...
I'm going to say this, gentlemen. I'm trying to, as a pilot, I don't want to have blood on my hands.
Yeah. Phil, let me ask him on this.
All right, I got to get going. Stephen, I do thank you for holding on, but I did hold you through the break, and I got to get to another call. 1-800-449-8686. We identify whether this is a film star by voice printing. You said 8x10s.
The control towers can certainly have on file the 8x10s. The agents or managers can send these.
So our control towers across America have some kind of copies of photographs, but they can't see the pilot.
No, they cannot, but that's why I say voice printing is probably the best.
All right, let's go over to Bill. Go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Phil, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
You will not convince me that this guy is not a joke.
You know, I want to tell you something, Mr. Duncey. Everything you're saying sounds so foolish.
Phil, I grant you everything. I grant this gentleman everything, that it sounds foolish. But I cannot. When I heard that we might have had a Tim Robbins or Susan Sarandon in the airplane today, you're saving the life of a president. But who's talking?
Hey, Phil, this is Bill.
This is Mr. Duncey.
Mr. Duncey?
Yes, sir.
The tragedy would be if we were to shoot down Tim Robbins, Susan Sarandon, any of those actors, that if somebody was hurt on the ground, if a taxicab driver was hurt, these who are supposed to be excellent pilots, if they think they're above the law. We don't owe them anything. We have made them millionaires.
Film actors have given us a great deal.
No. Listen, they're fake. They're actors. They aren't worth that. A taxi cab driver who would be hurt on the ground would be a worse loss than Tim Robbins.
Well, let me tell you about another pilot, a gentleman who does fly that, Clint Eastwood. Do you want him to die horribly?
If he goes over the line and breaks the law, if he thinks he's above the law, then blow him out of the air.
Sly Stallone?
It doesn't matter who you mention. Sly Stallone, Clint Eastwood.
Doesn't matter. Absolutely.
Well, I will tell you that you're going.
I think you're a joke.
You call me a joke, sir. I call you a joke for not understanding that you're risking civil unrest.
If B. Arthur gets shot out of the sky,
it would be such a small amount of people who would be upset over John Travolta being killed because he broke the law. I think 99.999% of the United States would say, attaboy. Take him down.
Very funny.
I'm glad you gentlemen can laugh at the incineration of an American, a beloved American.
Tim Robbins is hardly a beloved American. Good actor, but he's pissed a lot of people off with some of the stuff he's been saying.
And so for that, you want to treat him as if he's a Jew in an oven, is that it?
What are you talking about, a Jew in an oven? Where'd that come from?
Well, I would have to ask you to have the common decency not to have your face full of candy bar when you're talking to me.
I'm sorry, I didn't eat dinner.
Okay, can I go ahead and cram my mouth full of mashed potatoes now?
I apologize. 1-800-449-8686. I am eating a Snickers bar. I apologize, folks. I'm talking here with Bill Duncey, who believes that film stars, celebrities who have pilot's licenses, should be exempt from the no-fly zone over the White House because of all they've given us in their movie and television careers. We'll be right back with more calls and Mr. Duncey here on The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. On the peripheral edge of reality. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
On the line with me is Bill Duncey, a private pilot, as well as a gentleman who's been talking with us about the incident over the White House today where a private plane was seen. You're saying that film actors who have pilot licenses should be exempt from the prohibition of the airspace. And we keep asking, how do you know? How do you know?
Bill, I've tried to tell you that...
Yeah, but how do you know? Voice printing... You've suggested that their agents send...
Go ahead, sir. I don't find any of this funny.
All right, sir, but you have suggested that their agents send 8x10 glossies along with their resumes to the control towers?
I'm listening.
All right. How, again, are you supposed to do this?
To do what?
How are you supposed to determine?
Sir, well, once you do make contact with the flight, you have the flight number and the flight path. You simply ask the pilot to identify his or herself. The pilot, for instance, might say, this is Dirk Benedict, or this is Ann Lockhart. And you will say, please repeat, is this Ann Lockhart from Battlestar Galactica? Anything that you might know about the pilot, Rob Schneider, and you might even make jokes about the bad movies he's done, whatever. But you want to determine, is this in fact Bonnie Hunt?
Uh-huh.
Mr. Hendry, if you don't want to take this seriously, that's fine.
No, I can just... I'm listening to a guy in a control tower asking Bonnie Hunt about her TV shows.
I'm telling you...
What do you mean, Ann Lockhart from Battlestar Galactica?
You never saw Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah, I saw it, and I've seen Ann Lockhart. But what are you talking about? I'm supposed to be on a control tower microphone asking her about it?
Well, if you've got Rhea Perlman in an aircraft violating airspace, and you need to determine right away, is that Rhea Perlman? Now, you can shoot her out of the sky, and then you've got her blood. Rhea Perlman, you got Rhea Perlman's blood all over your face.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Hello, I was a flight engineer with Pan Am, and very proud to be.
Yes, ma'am.
And this person that you have on, Bill Duncey, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about in terms of what, ma'am?
First of all, if Tim Robbins was flying with a student pilot's license, they are not allowed to have passengers, so already he has a violation.
Well, he has a teacher up there with him. That was my understanding.
No, he didn't.
He had an instructor.
But if
he had
Susan
an instructor.
Sarandon is not an instructor, as far as I know.
Susan Sarandon is a certified instructor. Yes, she is.
She is?
Yes, she is.
Why would they be entering restricted airspace?
Why would they be? Well, a good question. I don't know the answer to that question. People get lost. As you know, the law has recently changed.
Not flight instructors. They would lose their license.
Well, and she may well lose her license, but it's better than you or I, Bonnie, in a National Guard fighter jet scrambling and putting slamming a sidewinder right up her you-know-what and blowing her halfway from here to hell.
Well, I'll just put it this way. As a licensed pilot with an airline transport pilot's license, if something like this occurred and I was that reckless that I knowingly entered restricted airspace, I would probably end up in jail, have to pay restitution.
Well, no one knowingly enters restricted airspace. It's ridiculous. But I will say this. You and I both are probably big B. Arthur fans. Do you want to have her blood on your hands?
No, I don't. And another point is that there's no way to contact them on the radio. They may be on another frequency, or they could turn the radio off. So you have no guarantee that you can reach them.
Well, all right, ma'am, but I can ask you something at this time. I heard another person's voice. Are you not really who you say you are, and you're getting all your answers from him?
No.
Well, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
I heard a gentleman's voice.
That's right. That's another Pan Am pilot.
Well, all right. So the two of you are you living together?
Married.
Oh. Well, that's nice for you.
Right.
Whatever, man.
So the two of you are jobless?
No. He's retired, and I'm teaching in the school system.
Was it nerves?
No.
What do you mean, was it nerves?
Pan Am is no longer flying.
Pan Am doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
Oh. Well, that's too bad.
Right. But
the point I'm trying to make here is, you want to go ahead and flame Rhea Perlman?
No.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
But I'm saying they need to be held accountable.
You can say something to, I don't know who it might be. Let's say it's George Reeves. Well, he's dead. He jumped out of a window. But anyone, you could say you got a bogey on your six.
What do you mean you got a bogey on your six? That's fighter pilot talk.
Well, in other words, if
what are you guys talking about? The Mile High Club?
I don't know who you're talking to, but
the
anyway.
The Mile High Club. How'd you meet this pilot?
I met him in another time.
I bet you guys had it on autopilot.
All right, I got a break. Look, Bonnie, thank you.
Oh, now you got a break. Now that I'm getting a few cuties in.
Get out of here.
Right.
Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't know, Phil. We could get voice prints of Gene Autry.
Get out of here, will you, with Gene Autry? Andrew Biberman, or whoever the hell else you want to talk about. This guy wants us to send 8x10s and resumes to every control tower in America so that we don't blow some actor out of the sky in his private plane. I say again, is this B. Arthur?
Yes, it is.
By your leave.
What?
That's Navy talk, man.
Oh, my bare rear end, it is not. Well, Phil...
By the way, are you Lloyd's grandson?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Sound a lot like Lloyd, man. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Next hour, Chris Norton joins us. Mr. Norton has started a new company called Germain Hair Care and Salon Products. He looks around him... And he sees in this country a lot of American women have been through some tough times. American women have been through some tough times. American women are seeing their sons and their husbands and their fathers going off to war. American women are seeing their sisters and their mothers going off to war. They've seen their country change so much. They've seen their children become more endangered by every kind of species of sociopath. They see a nation that's dealing with enormous problems. They're dealing with the problems of their own families. American women... are living through tough times, and as a result, Mr. Norton believes that when you look around at American women, even though they spend about $80 every 2 months on beauty products, when you look around, it doesn't look like they're getting too much for their dollar. It's not my opinion, that's his opinion, and we'll talk with him about it when we come back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.